This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, checking in with an earthquake survivor in Mianyang, China.
But first, let's check in with our political expert, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. He's with us every Monday. And today, we're going to talk about President Bush's week-long European trip. It ends today. And Ron, the president met with various heads of state. He even had tea with the Queen of England. This all sounds very pleasant, but what was the political purpose of this trip?
Both a farewell tour between President Bush and his many friends in Europe, and also an attempt to get the Europeans to hew to an American agenda a little bit more with respect to several elements of the Middle East. Of course, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, and to some degree the Middle East crisis in the sense of the peace negotiations between Palestinians and Israelis.
And he won some concessions on Iran and Afghanistan.
We are told to expect some announcement today from the European Union ministers with respect to new oil and gas pressures that they are willing to put on Iran. We're waiting to hear about that. Also, the president did get a promise from Prime Minister Gordon Brown of Great Britain to send some more people to Afghanistan, about 230 engineers and military trainers, which would bring the British forces there a little up over 8,000. So that's all very good news from the standpoint of the White House. So on the flight home on Air Force One later today, the president and his entourage will have those things to talk about.
Now, what about Iraq? Because on previous trips, the president was greeted with lots and lots of protesters about that and sort of a cool reception from various European heads of state regarding Iraq. What happened this trip?
On this trip, you saw relatively few protesters or demonstrators. There were some in London yesterday as the president went to the downtown offices of the British government to see Gordon Brown and also had a little meeting with Tony Blair that we had not been expecting before. And there were people out with the usual signs, disarm this warhead, Bush number one world terrorist, that sort of thing. But way fewer than we have seen in the past, both in Great Britain and on the continent, where the dominant mood seemed to be that while he was not any more popular as an American president than he'd been in the past, that President Bush was no longer seen as nearly as provocative. People have, in a sense, moved on.
Mm. So are they looking ahead past November?
Yes, they are. And of course, in most of these places, there is a strong case of Obamamania running through the European media, the magazines, the newspapers. They're tremendously fascinated with Barack Obama because as an African-American, he is a contradiction of every plot line they've ever had about American culture and society. So they're fascinated with him. They don't obviously have as much information or as much fascination right now with John McCain. He is seen as being, to some degree, a continuation of the Bush administration's foreign policy, but there are also a number of Europeans who are aware of the points on which McCain has disagreed with the administration, especially with regards to interrogation of suspects, of terrorism suspects.
So are they fascinated with Obama because he's, an interesting and newcomer, exotic to them, or do they like his policies more than they like McCain's?
I'm not sure they know that much about his policies, and I'm not sure that there's a great substantive flow of information about what those policies are going to be across the Atlantic or even within this country, for that matter. It's still a work in progress. But I think the average European, the average person around the world, believes that Barack Obama, by nature of his background, by nature of where he grew up, by nature of his race, and also because of his identification with the Democratic Party and some of the positions that the party has held in previous presidential cycles, would be more of an internationalist and would not be quite so likely to rely entirely on American military power.
And turning back to President Bush, what kind of messages was he trying to send to Americans here at home as he traveled through Europe?
He's looking to push a view of his administration as the long sweep of history, talking about 60 years ago, where did Europe stand? Look where they are today, and suggesting that 60 years from now, people will look back on his administration and be grateful to him for suppressing terrorism and securing greater access to Middle Eastern oil. That's not necessarily how the Europeans will see it or how Americans will see it, but that was the message.
All right. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you as always.
Thank you, Madeline.
We'll